Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with your host, Louie, aka the baddest perra.
And Yoatsi. Oh my goodness.
You guys, we just bought a new house.
The new Pretty Not Smart house.
We fucking wish, you guys.
It's not ours.
But if you're listening and you're not watching, we are in a new location.
It's not pink and purple right now.
No, this is our new setup, you guys. Let us know. It's all April Fools.
I know. Just kidding, you guys.
So we are on a little family vacation.
We are. And even though we're on vacay mode, we still had to film Pretty Not Smart.
Yeah, we're not going to skip any weeks for y'all. The only time we did skip it was because it was a family emergency.
Yes, but we literally brought all the equipment from the studio to our vacation. Shout out to Alex.
I know, and it's so cool because, like, I knew it was a possibility to, like, film somewhere else. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. I didn't think it would be that easy. Like, I don't know why I thought it was going to be, like, we had to bring the whole studio.
Honestly, and, like, if we didn't have Alex helping us, me and Louie,
We would have been like, sorry, guys.
No, we're not going to have an episode this week. I was like,
No, we were going to pre-film. But then when we got the idea of, like, filming at the location, I was like, wait, that'd be kind of sickening.
That'd be cute. A little switch up.
And this is episode 44.
Oh my
Which
God.
Which means this is our second to last episode.
For season one. Dun, dun, oh dun. My God. See you guys in 2026.
A whole year of Pretty Not Smart.
Damn, dude. How did the time go by so fast?
I know. It's crazy. And if you guys never got a chance to listen to our first episode,
run.
Go back and listen to it. And I think we already said this on an earlier episode where our first episode was technically just supposed to be like a tester episode.
Like a trial.
For Yoatsi and I. It was not supposed to go live. But we ended up liking it so much that we were like, fuck it. Let's just make this the first episode. So it was supposed to be like a trial first episode. But we really liked it. And that was the beginning of a true beginning a of true Pretty beginning. Not Smart.
Damn, when it was born.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of excited that we're going to go on our break. Because we're going to get ready to film season two for you guys. But in that span of no new episodes, you guys can go back and watch all the ones you haven't watched. And if you watched all of them, rewatch them.
No, we're going to be working on more stuff, Pretty Not Smart, during that break. So we're not just going to be chilling.
No, we want to
come back with a little bang for season two.
We don't have a date yet. Okay, so don't come at it.
But it'll be soon. Don't think it's going to be a long ass time.
No.
But I feel like this is a really cool thing for us to experience as well, because we definitely want to know what you guys think about, like, us filming in a different little location here and there, because I feel like it's gonna be cool little add-on.
Yeah,
but because we are getting close to wrapping up season one.
Oh my God.
And if you're watching, I'm sure you've noticed there's an empty chair in the middle.
Ding 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 ding.
And we're gonna be having not one,
not two,
not three, but a bunch of special guests for today's episode.
We're basically playing musical chairs with the guys.
So we are going to be filming basically like a part two to our Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah.
But instead of letting the internet quizzes, we have some of our amigis here. Hey, you're all horny thinking about our friends. We have some of our friends here who are going to be asking us some questions to see who's the real
pretty not smart. I'm scared, Louie.
Me too, but I'm excited. It's going to be like one of those mashup episodes from Disney. Like, that's so Louie's life of Adam Ray, Natty's Beth, Lauro Lopez, YoatsiCastro.com.
It's going to be one of, you just told them who all our guests are.
Sorry about it. Link in bio. Okay, but before we start, you guys, Yoatsi's going to be giving us
the word of the century.
We
need a song, season two, word of the century.
Everyone's like, just get rid of that
just
section.
Do it.
Segment.
All right. It's all boomerang of me.
She's all looking at herself.
I don't have to look at it. Okay, so because we are in the desert, the word of the century is desert.
Bitch, fuck. That's a fucking double entendre.
That's a ninonym. Or a synonym.
A synonym. On Nemo. Anemone.
Anemone.
D-E-S-E-R-T. Stupid ass.
No.
Yes, it is.
No,
desert.
It's not.
Desert.
I said, like, I want, like, cake. Like, do you want a dessert?
That bitch stupid ass. I was like, what?
You got it right.
Was on.
I honestly thought because you were dumb, I thought he was gonna be like,
I'm not that dumb, desert. But I don't think we even told them where we were at.
Oh, no, we didn't.
We're in Joshua Tree.
We're in Joshua Tree.
Yucca Valley. We love coming out here for family vacay, but fucking cold.
It's so cold. We all thought we were escaping the rain and it was going to be nice and warm and sunny. Bitch, it's fucking cold out here.
So it's Andrea and Travis's like spring break.
Yeah.
So we were like, let's go to Joshua Tree so we can have like some sun because back home it's fucking rainy.
Yeah.
We really thought driving an hour and a half away from home was going to give us like summer.
But it's cute. Like the house that we got is literally in the middle of the desert. So there's desert everywhere. We're like on a big piece of land.
Nobody's around us. So it's, we can be loud and have fun. And you guys know we're always filming content and shit. So everybody's posting stuff. So yeah, but all right.
Let's start our games.
May the odds be ever in your favor. I'm scared.
So okay. Who's first?
Who should we have first? Let's have Laudo first.
Laudo! Get your butt over here right now.
Our first guest. And this is actually his first time on Pretty Not Smart.
I'll show it.
I know.
Bring it up for Laudo Lopez, everyone.
Hey, boobie.
Hi, guys.
This is his first time on Pretty Not Smart. How do you feel?
I feel good. I just landed from San Francisco.
Literally the last episode. Was it the last episode?
The last episode we were talking about how Louis left him in San Fran.
No, I didn't leave him. He wanted to stay.
Pobrecito Laurito.
So what did you do in San Fran since you were ditched?
Dude, I mean, I just finished editing and then I came back home.
Wait, literally that's all you did?
I felt like I needed to stay there.
Bitch, I needed the exercise.
He's like, I need to be away from Adam.
No,
like,
he purposely stayed behind. I know. He was like, oh, shit.
I'm ordering Subway.
He's like, they did me a favor.
Okay, are you guys ready for your question?
Yes.
These are going to be easy.
I bet who answers it first.
Wait, is it whoever raises their hand first or what?
Yeah, whoever raises their hand first.
Yeah, we can do that.
So we don't like just yell it.
Okay.
We'll be able to see though.
No, we won't look. Just say it into the mic. Okay.
Oh, shit.
She already saw.
So don't look.
I'm scared.
This one's for my Texas and Florida people.
Texas
I'm not and Florida. What is the body of water between Florida and Texas called?
What? Say that again.
Oh, wait. Florida and Texas. Oh, yeah. Wait. The Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic Ocean?
No?
No.
Wait, but there is no ocean in Texas.
Yeah, there's like a big body of water in between Texas and Florida.
Yep, I could give it a try.
Oh, wait, but it's not an ocean?
Try it. It is an ocean, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. There. I was going to say the Gulf of Mexico.
It is.
Wait.
It is. But wait, the Gulf of Mexico is an ocean?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a river.
Bitch.
But I got it right.
Yeah, you did.
I get a point. Okay. Good job.
Wait, so what's the ocean then right next to like the east coast?
Oh.
That's why I said.
Oh, the math.
On the other side?
Yeah.
The Atlantic.
It is Atlantic, right? Atlantic, yeah. So I was kind of right.
No, it's in between Texas and Florida.
Florida is right there.
No, it's in between
Texas. Yeah.
Those are my stomping grounds.
Mary, keep me track of the points.
Oh my God. So Yoatsi got 1 point.
Okay. What's the next one? No, I said it. I'm just smart.
This one, if y'all get it wrong, I'm going to literally call you guys stupid and stupid. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
So what is the thinnest layer of the earth?
Fuck, I know this one.
I know
one.
It. Well, I raised my hand. It's the crust.
It's not. I know, that's what I thought too.
It's not the crust?
No, it's not.
Is it the mayo?
Fuck.
Like, is it the pepperoni?
The thinnest layer of the earth. Fuck.
Magma.
MagSafe.
Magma.
No, I don't know.
You don't know? Think of them and just guess.
Well, all there is dirt and ocean.
Crust.
Think of like that. Like think
it's just. I just think of the Earth's crust.
Like smooth. No, I don't know.
No, we give up.
No, it's the mantle.
Oh,
the
mantle.
The mantle.
I don't even know what that means.
I forgot that word existed.
I know. Me too. I knew it was gonna be hard.
Okay. A mantle.
Oh, I said magma. Close enough.
Do you guys want a third one?
Do you have a third one?
I do.
If you have a third one,
yeah.
Okay. Because we didn't know that one.
Yeah.
This one's a little bit harder. This one has three answers. So,
bitch,
what are the three branches of United States government?
I got you. No. I got you on that one.
I know that one too. No, okay. Let me go first. Okay. You majored in history.
All right, let Louis go first.
Okay, we'll let him try.
Liberal. Wait, no? Fuck you.
Unconfident liberal.
Fuck you. Then what do you mean by branches?
The branches like of family government. Tree. No. I'm going to tell you. It's the executive branch.
Oh, it was not
judicial and legislative.
Oh, I was going to say like
liberal, Democrat, Republican.
I was going to say those.
Fuck you. That's 2 points for Ai Wei. Yeah.
Well, that proves she's a smart one. I'm the pretty one.
No, I'm pretty and smart.
Shut up. Oh, thanks for coming, Lauro.
Thank you guys for having
me. Thank you. And next time we'll have you for a full
episode. I was going to say, we need Lauro for a full episode.
Okay. Yes. We'll see you guys next time on.
Add him into the title.
Who's coming up next?
Who do you want to come next?
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Catch a fat big hoe by the toe.
Fuck. We'll do poopy. We'll save the best for last.
Eddie. I don't tag team in the goal. And back for the third time is Adam Ray. Okay.
Wait, is this his third time?
Third time.
Might as well add me in the title.
No, pretty not smart with Adam.
Annie, you're back.
Annie, you're back. Hey, everyone.
Do you like being on Pretty Not Smart?
I do.
I look, you feel like we've asked him so many times that he's like, ooh.
It's like, again.
No, I love being on here.
He hates it. He's like, ugh.
And Addie also went to our dinner for Pretty Not Smart.
Oh, I did. It was so much fun.
And everybody was like so happy to see you.
Because it was a surprise. We didn't tell anybody he was going. So they were like, Adam! They were
all happy. Everybody all hated me. They were like, why?
They're like, who's that? Why'd you bring them up?
They're all giving you like the trays.
Like, bye.
All right, Addie, okay, do you have your question?
I do. And they're really good. I'm proud of them.
Okay.
Scared. Did you make them up?
But he's all quiet. He's like,
no, I didn't. I didn't make them up. I searched really hard and long for them. Okay. So
everyone has the same questions.
If y'all get them, I'll be a little disappointed.
Wait, are they hard?
No. Okay, this one's multiple choice.
Okay.
Oh, hey.
Don't look at my phone, eh? Bueno fuera.
I'm looking.
Which of these does not belong to a game of chess? The king, the queen, the rook, or the prince? Oh, Louis had his hand first.
The rook. What?
The prince.
Yeah! Yeah!
Pendejo!
Well, what the fuck's the rook?
Dude, when I saw it, I was like, what?
It's the rookie mistake. Yeah. What's the rook?
I don't know.
I don't know. I just know there's no prince.
How do you know?
You just said there was a prince.
No, what doesn't belong? A prince.
I have 0 points, Addy. Help me out.
Okay, the next one should be easy.
Everybody's biased.
Okay, next one. What? What is an animal?
I'm like a mammal.
No, what is an animal that is only active at night? Wait, Lily.
An owl.
Sorry, I
wait,
that
what? I don't get it.
Maybe I'm pretty not smart.
Please, am I right? Okay, wait.
What is that called? An animal that is
Me!
What?
Nocturnal.
Yes! Nocturnal.
Oh my god. Help me.
I was gonna say it, but you were quick with it.
She wants me to feel bad.
Let him have his moment.
Oh, see,
I know.
Nocturnal okay, so, Wonderland.
So we're 3-1?
No, we're 5-1, babe.
No, we're not.
Is it 3-1?
Yes. Okay. Sickening. I know.
Sick shit.
Well, that's all I had.
Really? Like, I didn't come prepared like poopy. I didn't have a third one.
Get out. That's just kidding.
Sorry, but thanks for having me on again, you guys.
Thanks for coming on our podcast again, Addy.
He was literally here for a quick second left.
I know. Everybody's all cheering now.
The views suddenly go up.
Next guest. I know, everybody gets back to the video.
They're like, oof. Okay, bye, let's have not to be mistaken by Addy. This is Addy. No. So we have Addy and we have Addy.
It's the same thing.
Bitch, are you not listening?
Addy.
Addy. Oh, wait. Hey, sweetheart. Hi, Eddie. What do you have on your fucking arm? Gaga.
Ew.
Literally.
She all literally has kakiti.
She always wiping with her forearm.
Thank you for coming back, Addies.
We have Addies back. Wait, put the mic closer because I can barely hear any of y'all fucking talking about this motherfucking
bitch. Sorry about it.
Okay.
We have Addies back.
Okay. Addies back.
Okay. So Addies is also really smart, so I'm scared of what questions you're going to ask us.
So.
Mira, she don't even have her phone, they're memories.
Mírala.
Mírala, cabrona.
Es que these are medical questions. Oh, so I know. But they're the easier ones that you should know.
Tylenol.
No. She actually just let us know a fun fact, you guys, and I didn't know.
Oh, yeah. What?
So we were talking about like CPR, and she was saying, because she was like basically saying that when they do CPR, they break your ribs. I didn't know that.
Wait,
and,
for real?
Yeah, and she said that that's considered a good CPR. Like,
yeah, especially in old people, it's very common for there to be broken ribs because they're very fragile. But usually, if like the compressions are good, you're going to break some ribs.
Right, God, that's what I said, because I was like, well, you're going to bring them back to life, but then they're going to be like, oh!
Well, would you rather die or would you rather have some broken ribs?
No, yo, me voy a
decir. Which
one is it? Just kidding.
Pick a struggle.
I know, pick a struggle.
You can't just have nothing.
It's because like in the movies and shit, when they're like doing it, it looks like...
Is it true that the...
He thought it was something cute. Like,
yeah, I thought it was just like...
Is it true that the beat is like the...
I mean, I've heard that people like do it, but usually we just... count like okay. Well, I just count like I would count.
A ver,
I'm like lay down.
She's all demonstrating
a
right
little
here.
Demo.
Her ribs are broken after.
She's like yes, worked. I don't have to get surgery no more.
We all take out the ribs.
Okay, Addies, what are your questions?
So my first one is, what is the largest organ in the body?
Oh, I know this one.
Go.
The intestine.
No, it's. I'll give you a hint. It's not an internal organ.
Oh, I got it.
Your dick.
Who are you at?
Louis Badass.
Like, only he has the largest organ in the world.
Wait, so it's not in you, but it's a part of you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, largest organ.
And it's not in you.
Our brain.
That's inside.
Yeah.
That's oh, all outside.
Mine's like open from the back. It's like a whole opening.
The largest organ in the body. I feel like I know this one.
Me.
Go.
Your forearm.
No.
That's not an organ.
What? It was all giving me.
No.
Your body.
No.
Well, like what's outside of your body, guys?
Skin.
Your skin.
I got it.
Oh, shit.
I got it.
No, I'm fucking dead because Adam was like showing like me his this? Arm, but kind of trying to show me skin, but I was like, forearm.
I was going to say that, so I was like, forearm?
How'd you know that one, Adam?
He has his phone.
Googled it for me real quick. That didn't count. You said organ.
That's an organ, it's an organ, babe.
The skin?
Yes. Oh. It's just not internal, but it's an organ. And it's the largest one in the body.
Wow.
That one was a trick question.
Yeah, it was hard.
Next.
Okay. Next one is, what is the largest bone in the body?
Oh.
Have to name it, not just say where.
Any hints, you guys?
Is it your spine?
No.
Oh.
Largest bone. I'm all looking at you guys. I'm like, where the fuck?
The tibia.
Give me us a hint. Give us.
Okay, it's on the lower extremities.
The like your legs. Extreme? Oh. You're gonna just say it's all confusing me.
The spine. I mean,
no page.
She's like, let me try it again. I'm like, correct.
The hips.
No, it's like from your thighs down. Somewhere. No.
I don't know this.
Okay, so it's the femur, which is your.
Lauro had it.
And you didn't fucking tell me. You're mean. The femur dream.
What's a femur?
It's
from your hip to your knee?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Do you have another one? Because none of us got that one.
Yeah, another one that's not that hard.
Like another like nurse one. Or anything. Nurse one.
Let me see. I would have to think about it. Can I come back?
For real. Okay,
well, it's because the ones that I would think about, like, they're kind of hard.
Okay, no, then don't give me
some.
Okay. She'll be back.
All right.
All right, you guys, we have our next guest. Dun, 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 dun.
Hayden Weave.
Pues vente para acá,
güey. Vente, mamá.
Uy, ese milagro, Don Weave.
Yay, mamá.
Ese milagro que cortamos una flor de tu jalín.
¿Jalín?
Tu jardín.
Mi jardín. Yo no tengo mi jalín.
Ten, mamá.
Ponte tus audífonos.
Vamos a ver si sabemos.
Y vamos a hablar español por los próximos 10 minutos. All porque translate. Aquí está el mampa.
So we're going to be talking Spanish.
¿Speak Spanish?
Poquito. Usted el Don Weave sabe inglés.
Ok, pues.
A ver, mampa, nos tienes que preguntar 2 questions.
Ok. ¿Ready?
Yes.
Digo, ¿listo?
Entonces, sí.
A ver, la primera pregunta es, ¿cada cuánto tiempo le tienen que poner gasolina a sus carros?
Ah, eso no es mampa, científico.
Es cuando se acabe el gas.
No, yo no pensé que no sabían.
Ay, because we never have gas in our cars.
Nice. It's every time. No, es porque siempre que va a manejar nuestro
todo
carro o nos va a llevar,
sin gas.
Se lo damos sin gas. Y dice, pues no tiene gas.
I know.
Be nice, don't we?
Pues ya fue la primera vez.
I was like, is that a trick question?
I know. Pues cuando se les acabe.
Pero pues ustedes se les acaba y no le ponen.
I know.
Pues bueno, fuera.
Sorry, sí, mampa.
Ya, next. Pues, ¿cuál es la next one?
La otra, a ver. Espérense, déjenme acuerdo.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
A ver, Dwayne.
Eso estaba chistoso, mampa.
¿Qué tan seguido te tienes que bañar? Porque está stinky.
Ay, déjalo, no es cierto, no está stinky.
Cada sábado de gloria.
Ah.
Sábado de gloria.
Entonces una vez al año.
Mampa, yo tengo una para que le preguntes a Luis.
A ver, dime.
Pregúntale a Luis cada cuándo se cambian las llantas, a ver si sabe.
¿Del carro?
Ajá. ¿Cada qué tiempo tienes que cambiar las llantas de tu carro?
Pues cuando prende una lucecita tu carro.
No.
No es cierto.
Cuando prende la lucecita es porque les falta aire.
Ajá.
Pregúntale a Joat si ya tenía la llanta ponchada y no la
cuando cambiaba. Se vea gris por el metal.
¡Uy! ¿Qué hasta que se le vea el metal? ¿O no?
¿Hasta que esté el puro rin?
¡Ya! ¡It's a shock and explode!
¿Isn't that when you're supposed to
check? ¡No! ¡Antes!
Pues ¿cuándo?
Dile, mampa, ¿cuándo?
Dile a todos.
No va a entender de todos modos.
Ok. Gracias. Tu llanta tiene pelitos.
Cuando ya no están los
cuando
pelitos.
Cuando ya no estén. Este que hasta que se le vea el wire, dijo. Hasta que se vea el cable.
Y'all here to hear first.
Ahí va, ya.
Okay, ready.
A ver, ¿qué es el sol?
Una estrella.
Yo apenas iba a preguntar que si era estrella, luna o
planeta.
Luego estrella. Yo iba a decir planeta.
Yo iba a decir una luna.
¿Sabes qué es una estrella?
Sí, es una estrella.
Es una estrella.
You see, you guys, I am pretty.
Entonces, ¿por qué círculo?
Pues porque es una bola de lumbre.
Thank
you so much, Don Weave. ¿O tienes otra?
¿Tienes otra?
Ya, mucha preguntadera. Ay, cuando se les ofrezca, ya saben.
Okay, thank you, Don Weave. Thank you, Mampa. Bye. Everyone comes, ask and runs away. Bye, Mampa.
Bye, Don Weave.
I think we should have Travis ask us questions.
We should. We'll have Travis. I don't know where he's at. He's probably somewhere.
We'll get him in a little bit.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Bitch, he's all the way over there. Go get him.
Oh, my God. The lion.
Bitch, you already got him.
No, Travis all riding the lion. He's like, wee haw.
All right. So, wasabi is next.
Wasabo. But the only way you could come on here is if you take off your shirt.
I'm okay. Right, so I have a few questions just so we can get it going.
Okay. Good or bad ones?
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Bill. Pobrecitos.
Okay, are y'all ready?
Yeah, what? I'm okay. Sweating.
Of course you are.
He's like, you're always sweating.
Well, that's me, if anything.
I see one of what.
Okay, I'm all nervous. Okay. I don't look.
He's like, I belong behind the camera.
Okay. What are all the vowels in the alphabet?
Me.
I could do.
No, I said it first.
Louis.
But I only know it in Spanish. So you have to verify. A, E, I, O, U.
Yeah. A, E, I, O, U.
Oh, yeah, that. Right?
Yes. Yes, but if you actually can get the last, or if you can add the last on that, sometimes is a vowel.
It's the the Y.
Yeah. Okay.
A Y can be a vowel?
Yes.
A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard that in my life.
Why?
Because my name is Yoatzi.
You guys, I'm cat. Wait, you haven't even been keeping up with the point.
Yeah, Yoatzi has 4, Louis has 3.
No, because I just got another one right now. So now we have 4-4. And Bora Bora.
Shut up. Yeah. Oh, hell no.
I want that one.
She a bad one.
Okay.
This one's easy. I think you guys... Never mind.
Pay attention to who raised his hand first.
That's what I did.
Yeah. Okay.
I can see you guys in my peripherals. What weighs more? 100 pounds of bricks or 100 pounds of feathers?
Me. No, we already did this one.
100 pounds of feathers.
No.
Was it a trick question?
It's the same thing, dumbass. It's 100 pounds.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
We literally did this at the beginning of the season, and I really thought he was going to get it right this time.
It's because the first thing you asked me, I said bricks, and I remember it was wrong. So I was like, it has to be feathers.
Feathers.
They weigh the same amount for everyone watching.
Hi, Louie.
You guys are
no
mean.
Aprendes.
I got more. You guys ready for more?
Yeah.
What do you call...
Wait, did you give me the point?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you call a baby goat? Is it A, a calf, B, a kid, or C, a fawn?
Me.
I raised my hand
you
first.
See?
It's a kid.
Oh, isn't
that is correct.
Fawn.
It's a kid. I got really? It. Give me my point.
Wait, but how do you know? How do you know that they call him a kid? We don't understand what the sheep say.
It's like meh.
I don't know why they call it that, but I know a calf is a baby goat.
It's a mocoso.
Yeah, you see, that's a baby cow.
Wait, yeah, what did I, my bad.
A calf is a baby cow.
Yeah,
I thought a calf is a part of our leg.
It is.
So we have a cow in us?
No, we have a goat in us.
What?
I'm the goat.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Okay. You guys ready for the next ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What was the first animal to go into orbit? Is it A, a rabbit, B, a cat, or C, a dog?
What the fuck's orbit? What do you mean going to orbit?
It's a dog.
Correct.
Well, where's the orbit?
When you go into space. When it's like before space. You leave.
They sent a fucking dog to space?
Because I seen that picture everywhere of the little dog with its little astronaut outfit.
Yeah.
Did it come back down?
No.
It exploded up there.
It imploded. No, it came back down.
It came back down.
I'll show you the picture after, but it was a cute little
dog. Oh, it was all cute. It was all Bella.
But why did they send him up there?
I don't know. Before they send a human up there, I guess.
Oh, the dog first.
I don't know. I have more. Do you guys want to keep going or not?
Oh, wait, Bella's here. Yeah, I want to keep going.
Okay. Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Me, Leonardo da Vinci.
Okay, yeah, correct.
Sick.
Fuck you. I'll quick with it.
Yeah, ask me anything about makeup, I'll know.
Wow, Louie, you are smart sometimes.
Are we tied now?
No, she has 7, you have 5.
When?
She just answered the last like 4 in a row.
Get out. Those are biased. Get out.
Okay, you guys are done?
He's biased. Move.
Next.
Okay, we got our next guest.
The next person we have is the real MC.
MC! And she's wearing green.
Oh, she is. She's on brand.
She's all cute. The green Castro sister.
There's no pink and purple. That's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah, that's weird. I'm leaving.
Yay.
Hi, Zizi.
Okay. Wait, when was the last time you were on the podcast? I don't remember. Because we were supposed to film, but then Andrea left. She ran away from us, so we couldn't
get her. Maybe winter break?
It was a while ago.
Well, you're back. Welcome back.
Welcome back to another episode of Pretty Not Smart with the third Castro sister, Andrea Castro.
All right. Do you have your question?
Yeah. Don't let us see because I will cheat.
Okay. I'm scared.
So, Laura, I can't hear you.
Okay. So, I'm going to ask you a question, and then you get extra points if you can answer the second part. Okay.
Oh, shit. So, just me or both of us?
I know, it's only looking at you.
I know. That's
like everyone's biased in this episode.
So, how many continents are there?
Me, 7.
He's smart. God, baboso. I couldn't even process.
He's smart. Oh. Okay. Can you name the 7 continents?
Oh, no, ma'am.
I'll try. I'll try.
Okay.
Wait, so I get a point. Give me a fucking point.
Yes. It's a point.
Okay. So, there's South America. Uh-huh. North America.
Okay.
And then there's Asia.
Wow, you're smart.
And then there is, South America.
Asia. I can finish it.
Europe.
Yeah.
And then we have Antarctica.
Yeah, you're smart.
And then we have,
I can finish it.
God damn, yeah, you have 2 more.
Fucking hell, we got that.
Can I tag team?
India.
Louis? Australia.
And then last one.
But it couldn't be on your phone.
Africa, Africa, Africa.
You looked, bitch.
No, I realized I didn't say Africa.
You guys, team effort.
Yay, we both get half a point.
Yeah? Woo! Okay, we get half a point. Bitch, you answered one, I answered six.
Okay, what? Next question.
I named six, he named one, and he gets the point.
Well, because I helped you finish. You would have never gotten it.
What did you say, Louis? Australia.
Australia.
Okay.
Did I get my half a point?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I also get my half
point? One of you might lose... I just have a point.
Wait, what's the score right now?
7.5 to 6.5.
7.5 to 6.5. Damn,
I have the 7.5.
No, I haven't.
Okay. He's so coming. He's coming.
I need a point to catch up to her.
He's coming. I'm scared. Hurry.
Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Oh shit. Okay.
I have two more questions. If you guys.
Yay.
Want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Oh, fuck it up.
What's the biggest country in the world? You at
sea? It's
stupid ass.
Fuck, there's two. I have two in my head. I'm going to say that it's Europe. I fucking knew. Okay, it's the other one.
Antarctica?
No. Okay, it's the other one. It's Asia.
I said country.
No, oh, wait, me?
Country,
no, Russia.
Bitch.
I got it right. Oh. Give me fucking time.
Fuck
give me my fucking
you.
Porky.
No, we're not.
Wait, where are we looking at? Your phone was all off.
Next question. Damn, Louis, I'm impressed.
Yes.
Me too.
I actually wouldn't mind if he wins. We're tied. Well, it's not going to be tied much longer.
Wow, next. I've never felt smart before. This is cool.
Next question. What is the plural form for deer?
Deer.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get Russia. But you got deer.
That's all I have for you today. Thank Wait, actually, you. I have one more.
Yes, say it.
That's a good one.
How do I phrase this?
Both of you are ugly as fuck.
I'm scared.
What forms tides?
Waves.
What forms tides? Tornado. Earthquakes.
Oh. Oh.
No.
No. Me. Like you know,
wait,
you know,
but
let me explain.
Cheated.
Let me explain.
Cool.
Let me explain.
Alex, why are you cheating?
Let me explain.
Why
what
did
it,
cheat?
He's all telling you the answer. And you saw.
Me?
Yeah.
Bitch, I was looking at Andrea.
No, let me explain.
Fucking cheater.
It has
you know,
to do with science.
You know what a tide is?
Like the beach?
But like,
like a tidal wave.
So yeah. Like when the water comes in.
Mother Nature.
And then the water comes out. You know when you can.
A mermaid.
When,
the moon.
When, a mermaid.
You know, can I talk?
We don't even let her talk. We're just.
You know when the water is like low enough that you could go in and see all the anemones and all the crabs and stuff?
Mm. Yeah.
That's because the tide went out.
Le moon.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's literally it's the moon. Yeah.
It's the fucking.
I know you want to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
I was like a mermaid.
It's a mermaid.
All right, that's mermaid. All I have for you today.
Thank you.
Thanks, sister, for being on Pretty Not Smart again. We love and miss
we
you.
We love you. Come back.
Okay. All right, like she's leaving right now.
Bye.
We love and miss you. Bye, sissy. Okay, so we heard from a little birdie that we had another question from a special someone.
Okay, this person has never been on the podcast before.
Never. So they're a little shy.
They're a little nervous.
Be nice.
Yes.
Okay, one.
Don't scare that person away.
Bitch, hurry up. They're not going to fucking be mean. Come
they're really nice. Come on.
They don't buy.
Come on in.
Her name is Adriana Lima. Say hi. Sit down.
Don't be nervous.
My name's Rosa.
You guys got Rosa on you?
Imagine.
You just want to go change?
I know, my eyelash.
No, she's gone forever.
Bitch. She's all hate comment.
Bitch, I'm like, she's back.
You have another one?
I do. I did my research and I was like, you know what? I need to like challenge them a little bit more.
Okay.
So I got some good ones.
You want those ones? Wait, what is our score right now?
8.5 to 8.5.
Oh, shit, we're tied.
Bitch, we're tied again.
8.5, you guys.
The tide.
La
moon.
Okay, I all go to the moon.
I have three.
Okay, oh, fuck.
You're about to go, Adriana.
Okay. What do humans breathe out?
That's easy. But she raised it first. Go.
Carbon dioxide.
Oh, I was gonna say oxygen.
Bitch!
I knew this bitch was gonna say oxygen.
That's why I was like, I'll just let her go.
I should have let you answer.
Fuck you, carbon
How
dioxide.
How did you know that?
It's obvious.
I bitch, when we breathe, this is carbon dioxide.
No, you didn't go to school in carbon dioxide. We breathe in oxygen.
Yeah, that was the thing that comes out of the cars.
Yeah.
No, that's carbon monoxide.
Monodextrin.
And yellow dye number two.
Wait, so don't the trees produce oxygen?
They produce oxygen,
right? That we can they breathe it out.
Yeah, but we inhale
trees
oxygen breathe? and we
bitch, trees plants do are not alive, have lungs. But they are
they're
alive. So
with
the
lungs.
Roots, their roots is like the same as us with our like intestine.
No, they feel, they have feelings. That's why people talk to their plants.
That's how they grow. You have to sing to what?
Pretty and crazy.
We're like, we sing to our plants, you know?
That's all why they're dead.
I walk into your auntie's house, they're all brown.
I used to kiss my plants.
Well, that's why they died.
No, actually, I feel like Louie and your auntie both have a really good green thumb.
No, Andrea.
Oh, no, bitch. My mom's house is rehab for plants. Oh,
yo, tell her.
My plants are dying, and I'm like, Mom, they need to go to the rehab center. My mom takes the plant in, and it grows into this big-ass tree.
My
and
mom,
then I take it back.
My mom cracks up because she's like, your auntie calls my house the plant
rehab.
Yeah.
And then when it goes back to your auntie's, it grows around her neck.
So I'll try to take her oxygen. It's like, give me that shit. Like,
I'm like... She's like, oh, no.
She's no. All being pulled. She's like, guys.
The blood's like, no way. I don't mean. It's like, what?
It's all an Alex plan.
An Alex plan.
Not the way.
Every day when it's going, I'm going.
Okay.
What?
Next question.
Bueno, fuera.
And it's to do with fashion, so it should be good.
Oh, shit.
Oh, so finally, like, another topic.
Yeah, because we've been doing history and science and math.
Which company has the logo that is called the Swoosh?
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding? Nike.
Oh. Bam.
Yeah,
that one was easy.
Then why didn't you know it?
I could leave.
I know.
We start fighting.
I hated that one.
Well, how did you know that?
Because the Nike Swoosh.
Dumbass. Nah, yeah, low-key was easy, but I was like, maybe they'll get caught off guard because of how easy it was.
What's the next one? Wait, what's our point score now? 10.5 to 8.5. Damn it, I have 8.5. Mm-hmm. Adam, you're my friend. Okay. Give me one good one that like I can catch
give me
up.
Give a good
on.
Reason to leave.
Okay, I'm going to make it easier. I'm going to give y'all multiple choice.
Okay.
So, how many bones are there in the human body? 104, 206, or 219?
219.
No.
Fuck. I actually thought.
104.
No.
I went off winning. So then the last one.
216.
Give me the point.
No, bitch.
I mean 206.
Process of elimination, it would have been my point.
No one gets that, yeah.
Okay.
You guys don't want to see me win.
Oh, y'all depressed. Like, I'm done.
Okay, so I'm sweating. All right, why do humans sweat?
Oh, that's a good one. Do you know the answer to
yes,
that?
Yes, I do. So humans sweat because that's the body's reaction of trying to keep the body cool.
Really?
Oh, that makes sense. Because right? Then there's like water and then you like feel fresquito.
Wow, you get a point.
I'm on the list.
Put me in.
It's called homeostasis.
Homeostasis. Homeostasis.
Bing.
Oh my god.
Bilato.
Y'all wants to leave. He's like, I'm fucking leaving.
I'm done.
He wants the podcast to end already.
I know. He's like, you're still filming.
Okay, I do have really another good one.
Okay.
If y'all are down.
Really? Okay, go.
I'm looking.
Me too. Bitch. You're like, how many news have I sent in the last?
Okay. This one's very special to me because y'all both know I have a heart murmur.
Oh, Yanni.
Get out.
She's like, is it contagious?
I'm leaving.
How many valves does the human heart have?
Oh, you told me this one. 8.
Hey, I'm on fucking tarantula.
Wait on me.
I'm scared. It's Alex, who?
Me or her?
My turn. Me. It's 4.
Ah, oh, you fucking puta. She's cheated.
No, bitch. Bitch, 8.
I know eight.
Well, what are vowels? I, A, E, O, U.
Two at the top, two at the bottom.
But like, what are they for? You fucking dumbasses. Yeah. So I get another point.
No, it's four.
But what are the vowels for?
So it's for the blood to go in and out of the heart.
It like pumps the blood in and out.
Do you mind sharing?
So the reason why I have a heart murmur.
It's because I didn't know anything until Addy like told me a little bit about what was happening to him. And then you had problems with one of your vowels.
Yeah,
so your vowels?
I have like a hole in one of my vowels that causes like my blood flow to like be pushed out at like a rapid rate. I'll die right here.
No,
Addy! Don't say that.
No, so like it's, yeah, that's what it is.
Fuck you. It's all our most. It's all our most viewed episode.
Just, oh,
we put you in the thumbnail. I know.
Y'all put the X's over my eyes.
Fuck you! Thanks for asking us more questions.
Thank you, Addy. These were harder.
For bringing me back.
And then be back soon, Adriana Lima.
Yeah. I know. Let them know that you want me back.
We will.
Yeah.
For season two.
Doo-doo.
To the camera right there.
Hello.
Guys, I asked Travis and I was like, Travis, do you want to be a pretty not smart? And he was like, yeah.
Sure.
Are you like, excited?
I'm gonna get paid.
What duh.
Yay. Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Does
it sound cool with these on? Because you can hear yourself?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. Do you have your questions ready?
Yep.
Okay.
How many legs does a ladybug have?
Oh,
me.
Okay.
Me. Four.
Nope.
Okay, mommy's turn.
Okay.
Is it six?
Yep.
Yay! High five. No, I did it. High five. I almost said eight, but I was like, wait, that's an ant. I mean, a spider.
Six? So three on each side?
Did you know that, Travis?
Yep.
Oh, you already knew that?
Wow.
I've seen a light bug with six legs before.
You counted them?
Did you eat it?
No.
He's like, it didn't look yummy.
I only eat ants.
Are they good?
Yep.
I only eat ants is me.
Travis!
Oh my God. Do you have another question?
Funny, puppy. He was all casual. Okay.
Who made the first telephone?
I don't know that one.
Oh my
Albert
God.
Einstein. No.
Is it Theo Luis?
Nope.
Do you even know the answer?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have it. Frederick Douglass.
No.
No? Oh.
This is what they're teaching kids now. I don't even know that.
I know the answer.
All right, what is it? What's you the tell answer? Us.
You didn't even.
It's because we don't know.
Oh, yeah, we don't know. We're pretty not smart.
Tell us. You don't even know.
Do you even
I
know
forgot
it?
The answer.
That's me. Alex, do you know the answer? What is it?
Alexander McQueen.
Bill, no. The designer.
Oh, yeah. I think.
No. He's like, I don't know.
It's
You wanted him to remember that long
I know.
Name? It's Alexander Bill Graham.
Graham Bill.
Yep.
Well, we all got it wrong.
So. I know. Well, you got the
ladybug. Yeah, we got it wrong,
one,
baby.
Right?
You have another one?
You have another one? Anything you want to ask us?
Nope.
He's like, my time here is up.
You can ask us whatever you want.
You made him shy. What would I see?
You can ask.
I don't even know what answer to tell you guys.
A question? You can ask us, like, what our favorite color is.
I know yours is pink.
What's mine?
What's Theo Luis's?
Purple.
Hey, no.
Who is taller, me or Theo Luis?
Dun, dun, dun.
Theo Luis.
He does know.
Good job.
What's Andrea's favorite color? It's all easy.
Oh, green.
Yeah.
Wow, good job.
She didn't even give me the answer.
What's Mampa's favorite color?
Blue?
Yeah.
What about Machayo's?
I remember one day she told me it's black.
Oh, yeah. She does. Wow. Like he black. Does remember.
You're so smart, Papa.
What's your favorite color?
gold, blue, and red.
Wow. Oh, you're literally wearing almost all your favorite colors.
Oh, well, yeah.
Gold a little bit, blue. You're just missing some red.
No, my shoes are red.
Oh, remember? That's right. Yeah.
What do you think is Ella's favorite color?
Pink?
Yeah.
Huh? I think so, too.
Where is Ella?
I know.
Where's Ella?
She's like...
Do you have any more questions to ask us?
What's your favorite hot Cheetos?
Ooh.
Like hot chips.
My favorite hot chips are probably the turbos.
Mine too. Do you know what the turbos are?
Nope.
It's the purple bag and then they look like this. They're kind of like swirly.
They're kind of like Takis, but.
Ooh.
What are your favorite chips? Any chips.
Dorito with lemon.
Mm. No, I think you like the ranch Doritos, right? The blue bag of Doritos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
ooh, those are good, ranch. Especially after the beach.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming on Pretty Not Smart.
I don't want to leave.
Oh, you don't want to leave? You can stay here forever then.
Okay.
Are you excited that we're on vacation?
Well, yeah.
Where was your favorite place we've taken you to? Like the snow, or do you like going to the houses with the pools?
The mountains with the pools and... The houses with the pools and the mountains with snow.
Oh, yeah.
The mountains. Do you like this house that we rented?
Well, yeah.
Are you going to get in the pool?
Yeah. With Ella.
Even though it's really cold?
Yep.
Pues bueno, fuera. Get in the pool right now.
Go get in the pool right now.
I want to stay here forever.
He's like, you're stuck with me forever.
I know. He's like, thanks for having me and now I'm staying. We add him to the title.
We're like Pretty Not Smart with Travis.
But talking about houses, you guys, we try to take a good amount of little, like, family vacations with the family.
At least minimum once a year.
Yeah, if we had, like, a little minimum. But I feel like it's a good time for all of us to, like, bond and spend time together. And then we all kind of pitch in with, like, the food and, like, cooking. And last year, I think we did a few, like, family. And I love it because it's family and friends.
Yeah, family and friends, our closest friends.
Wait, I have another question for you guys.
Okay.
What's your favorite toy when you were so little?
Mine were called Bratz.
Oh, yeah, you still like them.
I do.
You made a one ginormous collection of them.
I do.
And I keep telling you, I'm going to get one for your birthday, and it's ginormous.
But you never get it for me. You've been saying that the last three birthdays.
I don't even remember when your birthday is. But I do know it's on May, I think.
May?
My birthday's in November, my love.
Mine were marbles.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah, you go like this. And then you win them.
Yeah, I have one in my house.
Well, we should be playing.
Well, yeah.
Go get them. Go to the house and get them.
He runs all the way back.
How am I going to run or drive? I don't even know how to drive.
You know how there's coyotes outside?
I don't know what those are.
They're like lions.
No, they're like dogs.
They're dogs. You grab one of those, you get on top of it, and tell them to give you a ride to your house.
They're not going to know where my house is at.
But, yeah, so you like coming on the family vacations with us? You have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like. Glad. And we always try to get a house with a pool.
Yeah.
Because we love, like, I mean, everyone likes getting in there, but right now it's freaking freezing, so we're not cold. Able to.
Well, I am.
I know.
In the hot tub.
We're going to do the hot tub. And then I'm excited because there's a lot of little fire pits. So we're going to make s'mores and we can, like, bond out there with little blankets and stuff.
We're going to be like,
Well, hopefully.
Exactly like that.
Because it's so windy that, like, I don't even want to, like, be outside right now. So
I think if we have the fire and some cute blankets, we'll be cozy wozy.
Oh, yeah. We can take little blankets and stuff. But like we said earlier, you guys, we're also, well, I'm vlogging and everybody's been posting, like, on Snapchat and stuff. So let us know what you guys thought about, like, well, first, like, this episode with everybody peeking in.
What's your favorite character, by the way, guys?
Character, like, in a movie?
Yeah, or like in a cartoon or in a video.
My favorite character is from the show Courage the Cowardly Dog. And it's Courage. It's a little purple dog.
Oh.
It's my favorite character
I
ever.
I don't know what mine is.
Is it?
It could be a whatever one you want.
Elmo, Barney.
No.
Teletubby.
Well, mommy, second one is Barney.
Yeah, when I was little, it was Barney.
Yeah, I don't
know. And it's still Barney.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if I have one. Not that I can think of right now.
Stitch.
Oh, yes, that's... I was like, yeah. I don't have one, but like, I was like, why am I blinking out
Stitch.
Right now?
Stitch. Louis likes Stitch.
Because I was thinking of like shows, and there was no shows.
Oh, Stitch. And that's I love anything Disney.
Yeah. And so did the kids.
What's your favorite character right now?
My favorite character right now is...
Is it
like a chicken salad?
Moon Cat. Or what's his name?
Catnap.
Catnap.
No, it's Sonic.
Oh, yeah, I love Catnap. Catnap. I even have a plushie of him.
It's a purple cat.
Yeah, oh, I've seen him.
Catnap.
Yeah, I.
Huh? Where is he?
He's in my bed sleeping and chilling.
Chilling. Chilling. I just realized you guys have the same little birthmark.
Which one? Oh, on our eyes?
Your eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have the same birthmark, but we have it on opposite eyes. So when me and him look face to face, we have it on the same side.
But Travis didn't have that when he was little.
Yeah, he's always had it.
No, I just saw it right now.
I think I started seeing it when he turned two. That's when it started like appearing.
Oh, yeah. So I also have another one.
Where?
Right here on my finger.
A ver.
Oh, yeah. It's all look. Mugre.
Let me see. Look at it. That's mugre, Travis.
I have the same one. No. Look
just kidding.
Look, puppy, I have one right here.
What the heck?
What?
Wow, that's cool.
We have the same one on both of us.
Yeah, that's so cute. So
well, I don't have one on my fingers. All right, you guys.
Sad.
I think we're going to be wrapping up the episode right here.
Yes.
And we want to have Travis more and with his sister Ella Wishes.
We'll bring you on the next episode, okay?
Thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll see you guys. Say bye, Travis, on the next one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.